I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about this idea the last couple of years that I feel like one of the things that can get into our hearts and our theology is the idea that God owes us something. Okay, and I feel like I've been thinking about that the last couple of years, and I think it's subtle. I think it gets down in your heart, and you feel like that you deserve something from God, that He owes you better than what He's giving you. And so some of the things I think that idea comes from is from the emotion of jealousy and envy. And I know that Josh did a message a few weeks ago on comparison. This is kind of some of the ideas. It's just a different angle. And one of the things I've learned is you may be a Christian and you're saved and you love Jesus, but if you don't learn to harness or control your emotions, then they're going to continually sabotage your life and your joy. And so the emotions that we have, jealousy and envy, are an emotion. And I wrote this definition down years ago. I had it in a notebook, but envy is the feeling, it's feeling uneasy at the superior condition or happiness of another. That's what envy is. It's feeling uneasy at the superior condition or happiness of another. We want what they have. That's what envy is. Jealousy is fear others will get what we want, and it converts to envy after it's obtained by others. So this uneasy feeling of the superior condition or happiness of someone else, we want what they have. Or this fear that others are going to get what we want. That's jealousy. And to me, jealousy, it says that God, as a Christian, it says that God owes me something. And so the problem is when we see things that other people have, the problem is not that they have the things. The problem is that we don't. And we don't really care if other people have, you know, great looks or hair, maybe, I don't know, or nice cars or houses. We don't care that other. The problem is not that they have. The problem is that we don't have it. And so this goes all the way back to the very beginning of Scripture, the beginning of mankind. You know, in Genesis chapter 4, Cain was jealous of Abel. And that's that passage where it says, the Lord comes to him and he says, sin is crouching at the door. And it says, it's waiting for you to overtake you, but you must subdue it. And so one of the very first sins in the Bible, even as Eve looked at the fruit that was desirable, she was envious. Satan came to her and said, you'll be wise. And she was even jealous, and envy was starting to fill her heart. Even Cain was jealous of Abel because the Lord respected his sacrifice. And so it's just a part of our flesh. It's a part of, we're going to talk about this a little bit, it's a part of our appetites, of our flesh. Joseph's brothers were jealous of Joseph and threw him of a pit. His father had favor on him, and they were jealous and envious of him. The Bible, the Bible says the Pharisees captured Jesus because of envy. They were jealous of Jesus. The disciples were jealous. They were envious of each other's position. They wanted to be closer to Jesus. They wanted more rewards in heaven. It's a part of our humanity. It's a part of our flesh, is this envy and this jealousy. I wrote down a couple more scriptures about envy. Job says this. Job 5:2 says, envy slays a simple man. You know what a great, I was thinking about this, what a great prayer for your children, your son. I just want them to have a simple life. Don't you? Wouldn't a good prayer for your kid be, man, I want them to keep it simple. That means I want them to love God, have a healthy relationship with God, a healthy relationship with others. Keep it simple, serving and loving others. How many of you know that's a good life? The Bible says envy slays a simple man. You know what's going to mess that plan up? Jealousy, envy. The Bible calls it selfish ambition. Proverbs 14:30 says this, envy is rottenness to the bones. It's rottenness to the bones. Another translation says it like this, runaway emotions corrode the bones. Runaway emotions. And that means you're having, from the inside, this is how you're feeling when you see other success. This is how you feel on the inside. The Bible says that's rottenness to the bones. It's runaway emotions. And so you're not taking every thought captive. You're not harnessing and dealing with these emotions. You're letting it eat you up from the inside out, destroying the joy and the happiness in our lives. You know, another, in this pop culture that we live in with the technology that we have today, the internet and all the television and all the things that we have, you know, everything comes right to our phones these days, you know. And we're just so in touch with pop culture and what all the movie stars are doing and all the celebrities. You know what the Bible says? In Proverbs 23:17, it says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. You know, sometimes we, you know what the Bible calls? It calls this, it's a false glamour of the world. You say, man, if I only lived in Hollywood and had this life, you know, all this money and all these things. You know what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13? It says, love does not envy. And we're going to talk about this, but envy will turn to resentment. And you can't love someone that you resent. And so the problem is not with other people. If you're a Christian, the problem's actually with God. Because here's the deal. God could have given us that other job. God could have given us that other life. He could have opened that door to that career. He could have kept us from getting hurt here. He could have made us smarter where we would. He could have given our parents some wisdom to where they would have guided us in this direction. He could have kept this from happening. He gave it to someone else. Some people were, you know, are just born smarter than us. They're born with more opportunities than us. Some people are just lucky. You ever watch the news or something and you say, how did that happen? I mean, he just gets this, man. I mean, I've been working so hard. I'm killing myself working, and they just, man, they're lucky. They just get this for free. I'm in North Louisiana, where I'm from. They found all of these natural gas deposits. I don't know if you've heard about this, but, you know, the economy there was pretty depressed, but they came up with new technology that goes in the ground and pulls out natural gas deposits and converts it to energy. So it's like oil. So they have all these people of North Louisiana, the land was cheap. It's a pretty poor area. Land wasn't worth much. So these giant companies came over and started offering millions of dollars for land. So it was, they call it the natural gas is called shale. So they call them shellionaires. So there's all these millionaires. And you know, you got people who just, you know, were living in a trailer and had a little garden. And now they're just, they had one guy, $200 million. No one in his family will ever work. And they lease the land and they get royalties, whatever you call it. Not royalties, but something like that. They get they get return on the money, and so they'll never work again. He didn't do anything, except his dad owned a little patch of land or whatever. And so this envy, this jealousy, it eats us up. The Bible says it rottens the bones. The problem is not with the people. Like, I don't care that guy made $200 million. The problem is I didn't get it. Man, I could build our new building. We could do all kind of things for it, you see? And so that's the problem. It's an emotion. It's a very powerful emotion. You know what I've learned, too, about envy and jealousy? It usually is those closer to us. It's the guy you grew up with. It's a family member. It's a sibling. It's someone, you know, that's close and you see and you know, and it's, this is the, here's what it is. It's real to you. Okay, you can't. And in dealing with emotions, you know, a lot of times men, we have problems dealing with our emotions, so we block how we feel. And so you don't deny that you feel an emotion. The next couple weeks, I'm going to talk about these different emotions. And so here's the deal. You know, in your heart, you think, man, I hate this person. Or maybe you don't say it that strongly, but you deeply resent the fact that they have this and you don't. That's real. You can say you don't feel it, but you feel it. And so now the deal is, and we're going to talk about some of these emotions. If you don't learn to deal with some of these things, they're going to sabotage you. Like, you're saved, you love Jesus, but you know what will happen? Resentment will get in, and these emotions, anger, guilt, lust, all of these emotions, they'll sabotage your life, your relationships. You won't walk in the things God wants you to walk in if you don't learn to deal with these emotions. And so let's look at a couple of scriptures. If you have your Bibles, I think we have some new little Bibles. Turn to James chapter 3. In James chapter 3, James is, it's right after Hebrews, isn't it? Oh, Steve, we have page numbers. I'm going to remember that. We have page numbers now. I'm going to have a reader. You ever seen those readers? I'm going to get Q to come be a reader. Just kidding. James chapter 3, in verse 14, it says, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion. You ever feel just confused? You know, sometimes I found when there's jealousy and envy, there's a state of confusion in my life. Every evil thing, the Bible says, are there. And so it comes, you know, the enemy, he loves filling us with envy and jealousy. He loves, you know, the enemy tempts our flesh part of us. He says, that's not coming from God. It's earthly, it's sensual, it's demonic. And so look in James chapter 4. So we know where it comes from. James chapter 4, verse 1, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure? And you can underline that phrase, or you can write in those little paperback Bibles if you want. They do not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. And he's using strong language to make an example here. And he's saying this desire for pleasure, it's happening in our flesh. And so the flesh part of us, there's an unquenchable lust for stuff, appetites. Okay, that word, you know, desire, it can mean a strong desire for things, okay? There's an unquenchable desire for money. And we all know the more money we have, if that it's not going to be satisfied, we're going to want a little more. How much money is enough? A little more. You ever see Wall Street? A little more is enough. Recognition, success, progress, a lust for more. More sex, more fun, more relationships. And here's the deal, it's an appetite that's unquenchable. The more you feed it, the more it's just going to grow. You ever eat like a huge meal and then a few hours you're hungry again? That's just how it is. It's not that those appetites, they don't get quenched by more. They just grow. The fleshly appetites. And so how do we deal with this problem of envy and jealousy? First, I think we just have to, we have to recognize this in our life, that it's damaging. We have to recognize that. Oh man, let me find something real quick. I'm trying to show you how damaging these things can be if we don't want to live with them. I wrote down some notes in my phone here. Look at this. Jealousy is a mental cancer. It eats its away. Envy slays itself with its own arrows. Envy is one of the most potent causes of our unhappiness. Jealousy makes us feel that God owes us something. Jealousy of how others look, their jobs, their wives, their money, finances, their homes, their cars, their intellect, their athletic ability. And the solution is what I want to close here as we pray together. The solution is this. First, we recognize it. Second is we confess and repent. We take it to God. We take our appetites to God. That's how you say, how do I deal with these appetites? You take them to God. And you confess that. There's a scripture. If you have those Bibles, you can turn to Psalm 62. This is a great prayer that David prayed. You know, these appetites, it's always going to be, if you're trying to satisfy a desire, you're always going to want a little more. I remember I was watching this a few years ago. I was watching some show on 60 Minutes or 2020, and they had this guy who was a Max Factor heir. I don't know if any of you saw this, but he lived on the beach out in California, and he was born as a multimillionaire, right? And so he had a home on the beach. He had all these cars, and he never had to work, and he just lived to party. And so he would go out on the beach and go out in the clubs around this area in California and just pick up women and take them right to his beach house and have sex with them. You know, they were talking to all his friends, and what struck me was it was never enough for him. He just had to have more and more and more. So he would have women over, have sex with them. He would go. You know, he was buying all these things, cars, and so then it wasn't enough. So he began to go put some type of date rape drug in all the, and so that way he could pick up any woman. He would drug them and take them to his house and have sex with them. And one of them died, and the bounty hunter. Anybody watch that show, The Bounty Hunter? What's his name? Dog. Dog went and got him in Mexico or something, you know, and I just thought, you know, that's, here's something, like, he's got his every fleshly appetite that is there to be fulfilled, but it's never enough. You have millions of dollars, but now, one woman's not enough. Now, just picking up women, now you have to start going further and further until it destroys you. Psalm 62 says this, verse 8 says, trust in him at all times. You know, when we're jealous of him, we're not trusting God. And you know what else it does when we're jealous? We're saying we're in control and not God's in control. I'm in control. I can have whatever I want. I can get whatever I want. And he says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge. We take these appetites to God. We pour out our hearts and say, God, I'm discontent with this. I repent of this sin of being envious of this person, being jealous of this person. I'm asking you to take this away from me. I'm taking this appetite to God. I really wanted that job. I really wanted this, but I'm asking you to take this desire away, or just fulfill this desire that's in me. You have to be authentic. You have to be honest. The Bible says, cast all your cares on him. And so instead of harboring it, letting it turn to resentment, you take it to God in prayer and let him take it. He already knows anyway. He can handle it. He already sees it anyway. And what's going to happen is you're going to start to feel a release of the emotions. But you know what will really bring a release of these emotions is celebrating with someone else's success. And you may not feel it. So the Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice. So here's the deal. you find some, you know, someone you don't really, someone gets a promotion, someone gets this or whatever it is, and you feel that envy and that jealousy. You really wanted that. Man, just come up and even though you may not feel it in the beginning, just begin to celebrate with them, and that emotion's going to start to change. That emotion's going to start to lift. Celebrate others' success. Tell them how happy you are for them. And I'm telling you, that release is going to change. And what will happen is the Bible talks about love hopes all things. Love takes a back seat. Love prefers others. And what's going to happen is that's going to start to generate in our hearts, and we're going to be blessed. And you know what else I found? If you pray prayers for God to bless others, even though you see them and just you're thankful and you say prayers to God, bless them, then those emotions start to lift, and we can start walking in the joy God has for us. Amen. Here, let's say a prayer together. Father, we thank you so much for your word. And right now, as we know that we all humans struggle with these temptations to be envy and jealous of others' success, and it just robs us of joy in our own hearts. And we know that it displeases you, God. And we just pray right now, we're broken before you, and we ask that we wouldn't walk with this mentality that you owe us something that others have. We deserve it. God, we don't deserve anything from you, God. You've given us Jesus. You gave us him when we didn't deserve anything but hell. You gave us your own son. And God, that's enough for us. And we receive him today. We're thankful for him. Even when we were far away from you, the Bible says you loved us. And we are thankful for that today. And I just pray we'd walk in freedom today. In serving others, in your name we pray, amen.